not sure exactly where this is going to go, and we're going to do our best. So, yeah, find a way of sitting again. If you feel like it would be advantageous and beneficial to turn inward behind closed eyes, then you're welcome to do so, and if not, that's totally fine. Oftentimes, when I speak to clients in a grief counseling setting, when we've reached a certain place, there's some discussion about the way in which, yes, there's an advantage to accepting the finality of something, that the person that we love is no longer physically present. But also there's this paradoxical aspect of nature where there is nothing that we can do for the rest of our lives that won't have them sewn into it. That because even if we had only interacted with them once, all the more so if we knew them for years or decades, that the words that we say and the mannerisms and behaviors, the voices and the mind are impacted and are carried through. And so whether we're thinking about the law of karma, of action, reaction of cause and effect, we're thinking about the passing on of teachings and wisdom and wholesome intentions, there can be something very beautiful to recognizing the millennia of echoes that show up in the body and mind, whether it shows up, you know, in what we would call evolutionary biology, you know, these learned wisdom ways of interacting, emotions that are trying to give us certain messages about who we're around, whether we're in danger, whether we're safe. Or if we're talking about spiritual training, wisdom that's been cultivated over thousands of years, things that have been effective for happiness and liberation. Just being here in this moment and being grateful to the extent that you can for all of the inheritance, for everything that you have in the mind and the body that is trying to keep you safe, that is supporting your efforts toward growth and happiness and goodness and peace. The thousands, millions of voices and actions and failures and successes that have gone into you, the way that this process that we call I is showing up here in this moment. And we can think about refuge as a physical place, somewhere that we feel safe. We can think about it as a person. In Buddhism, traditionally, we take refuge in the Buddha and the Dhamma and the Sangha, in the teacher or the fact of awakeness, in the path, and in others who have gone before us who have realized the goal. But when we think about how we echo into each other, how we influence each other and live on and impact the world in that way, we can also take refuge in this subtle way, knowing that each person in this room has been changed by each other person in this room. And that we will carry that with us, not only for the rest of our lives as individuals, but everyone that we speak to and touch and are in relationship with will also be impacted. And this vast web of interconnectedness is also refuge. A safety in connection. And as I strike the bell, you can can use the sound and the vibration to sense into the present moment, the sense gate of the ear hearing, the sense gate of the body, just touching into the body and the vibrations and the way that the sound impacts that. And follow it to the end. Watch it fade out. Feeling into the safety of a room full of people dedicated to clarity and compassion and peace. Knowing that people in this room are dedicated to non-harming, to the cultivation of wisdom. Taking easy breaths. Not thinking there's anything wrong with the breath being tight or shallow, that's not the point, but allowing ease to permeate the breath if and when breath becomes ready to allow it. It can be so valuable to take refuge and to contemplate safety, because it's very, very difficult, if not impossible, to really deeply access kindness and compassion if one doesn't feel safe. When we're focused on defending ourselves, then it's very hard to give of that place from the heart. And if there's a part of you here and now that doesn't feel particularly safe and feels on guard, see if you can tune into a stable place that can offer that place compassion. You can welcome that wounded place in and say, "I see you, and I will wait here patiently until you're ready." And we can have the wounded and the traumatized next to the stable and the compassionate, both here in the present moment, here with the body and the breath, expanding and contracting. Not making each other into a problem. Gradually letting tension soften. each exhalation brings relaxation and ease. We don't need to try and let go of all of it at once, but each time we breathe out, we can let go of a little bit more tension and tightness. In the way that each wave carries out a little bit more sand, each exhalation takes out a little bit more tension. Being kind to the body. This body that is a vehicle for practice. Vehicle for joy and relationship, connection. Even when there's pain and discomfort, sickness, we can still appreciate that this body is here and can be used, can be a supportive vehicle. An anchor to the here and now. When the mind wanders into story, please don't make a problem out of it. Please don't waste time yelling at yourself or criticizing. Just notice where it went. Perhaps over time you'll see a pattern and we'll know how to take appropriate action, but for right now, just notice where it went and gently bring it back to the present. Bring it back to this body, so full of sensation. Expanding and contracting in constant flux. Noticing pleasures and pains. Neither one being better than the other. Letting the mind settle into this moment. each and every time we return to this moment, we contribute to the refuge here and now. Each moment returning to the body and the breath and the mind and the Dhamma is adding another stone to our refuge. A place of kindness and support. A place of ease and clarity. A place that we can share with others around us in the way that our voice and words and actions change. When we build refuge within, we carry it with us everywhere we go. From this place of refuge and safety and quiet and focus, to whatever extent these qualities have been developed, we can offer out the energy of loving kindness and compassion. We can become these qualities and wish that the other people in this room, as they go about their daily lives with all their challenges and trials, may each of us be safe and healthy, clear and calm in heart and mind. Energetic and capable, free from unnecessary suffering. And we can bring to mind all of the other beings around the planet that are practicing in their own way. That are either finding success or difficulty in cultivating wisdom and compassion. The ones who are experiencing doubt and confusion. And we wish them to wishes of goodwill. May you be happy. May you know true refuge. May you be peaceful and at ease, clear in heart and mind. Consider the merit that we've gained in this space together. from practicing in this way. And we dedicate that wholesome energy out in all directions toward living beings and towards those beings who have already gone, whose energy has shifted, moved through that gateway that we call death. And dedicate the wholesome vibrations of our practice to all beings living and dead. We hold them in our heart and we wish them happiness and well-being. May all beings be free from unnecessary suffering. Happy. Peaceful.